Chapter 8. I meet the girl of my dreams. When we returned to London, my aunt was waiting for me. I told her that I wanted to be a lawyer, so she paid £1,000 to Spenlow and Jorkins. Mr. Spenlow was going to teach me law. My aunt also found me rooms in the home of a Mrs. Crupp, who cleaned the rooms and cooked for me. London is a lonely place, and I felt very alone. Steerforth did not visit me, and I hadn't any friends. But one day, I met him in the street with two of his friends. I gave them my address and asked them to come to dinner. It was a good dinner, but I drank too much. I became very silly. "The theatre's a fine place," I cried. "Let's go there." We went to the theatre. Outside the main entrance, Steerforth's friends held my arms. I could not stand by myself. Then they helped me into the building. "Let's sit here," Steerforth suggested. I fell into my seat, laughing. "Oh," a voice said. A girl was sitting next to me, and I looked at her. But I was drunk, and I could not see her well. "David," the girl said.
"Agnes,"
I replied. I could not speak clearly.
"What a surprise."
"Oh, David," Agnes said, "look at you. Please go home. Please go home and go to bed."
"Yes,"
I said, feeling like a small boy.
"Yes, I will."
I left the theatre noisily. Steerforth had to carry me to my rooms and put me to bed. The next morning, I felt very ill. I remembered Agnes, and I felt even worse. But she sent me a letter. I read it nervously. It said, "My dear David, I am staying at the house of a man who works with my father, Mr. Waterbrook, in Ely Place, Holborn. Will you come and see me today? I shall be in all day. With love, Agnes." I did not want to see Agnes after the night before, but I went to the house. Agnes was not angry with me. When she saw me, she smiled. "Good morning, David," she said.
"Oh, Agnes," I said, "I'm very sorry that I was drunk at the theatre. I was very stupid. Please forgive me."
"I have forgiven you," Agnes said. "Don't think about the theatre. Don't be sorry about that. But you have a bad friend."
"A bad friend," I said. "Who is he?"
"Steerforth," Agnes said. "He isn't a good man." "Oh, Agnes," I said, "he is. Steerforth is my best friend."
"I'm sorry," Agnes said. "I don't like him." She smiled.
"Now I want you to forgive me," she said. "I've been rude."
"No, you haven't," I said. "But we won't talk about Steerforth."